Right, it's 8:38. So, did anyone not see Fame Academy on Saturday?
Me.
Were you out drinking wine?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a friend's 30th. It was important.
I didn't.
What? You probably weren't invited to a friend's 30th.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
Colin, I thought Colin Murray was great.
Yeah, brilliant.
I thought he was good, yeah.
That was really, really good.
Good choice of song, good performance.
I tell you what, Richard Park is so funny, right? I genuinely believe that he hates Patrick Keelty's guts. Mm. I don't think that's an act at all.
No. And also, but Paddy Keelty winds him up so well, though, on purpose.
Richard Park has got that Louis Walsh thing going on as a judge, where all he wants to do is show off his knowledge of music.
That story about Mark Bolan.
I didn't hear that one.
Well, he was... What's his... Mel from Mel and Sue. Mel Giedroyc, whatever her name is.
Anyway,
she did a Mark Bolan song, and she was there with the big kind of feather boa and the whole sort of 70s glam rock thing. And anyway, in the end, it gave Richard Park an opportunity to say that Mark Bolan was a big friend of his during the 70s and blah, blah. They used to go swimming together or something. It was some really odd story, which Paddy Keelty didn't have time for and cut him off in his prime. And Parky looked really dismayed.
He goes, that Craig Revel Horwood, or whatever his name is, he's an arse anyway, whoever he is. All right, what the hell's he doing on that show?
Is he the judge from Strictly Come Dancing?
Yeah. What's that? What business? But then Fame Academy is such a screwy show because they've got that other stupid opera warbler.
Oh, her, the one from. She's one of your crowd, isn't she?
Leslie Garrett?
Yeah.
If it was an opera singing show, fair enough, but it's like, you know, whatever. So the judging is. Like, Richard Park's the only entertaining judge. So Craig Revel Horwood, or whatever his name is going, well, I thought the dancing was rubbish, blah, 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 blah. And then Richard Park interrupts, and I think he's going to stick up for Colin and go, well, actually, let me just see. I sound like Duncan Bannatyne, but I can't do Richard Park. I think that Colin chose a very interesting song, Teenage Kicks by The Undertones, written, of course, by John O'Neill. Great song, released in 1978, got to number 30 on the charts. So I think you're wrong. It's like, well, hang on, that meant nothing. Well, are you just showing off because you know what song it was? But I knew what song it was. Very good. Kajagoogoo, Too Shy, Lamal, of course. He then went on to solo projects, including doing the theme to The Neverending Story. Well done. Yeah, but what did you think of the performance? I wasn't listening. Anyway, for those of you who missed it, this is Mr. Colin Murray.
It's Colin Murray.
I can't believe he wooed. I can't believe he did that.
And he lost it because, you know, he was worried about walking down the stairs and singing, which is difficult to do. And actually, he kept his voice okay, but then he did that big jump.
He jumped.
He lost it because you can't land from that height and keep the note, can you?
I'm very impressed, though. That was good.
He was good. Brilliant. No, really good.
Telephone, have her over because I'm all alone. I need excitement, oh, I need a fan. And it's the best I've ever had.
That's the same Colin, by the way. He texts Colin to 84466. That's the current relief number. For Fame Academy. Sorry, here's Colin.
Every time she walks down the street.
Yeah.
Another girl in the neighborhood. I wish she's fine. She looks so good. I wanna hold her, wanna hold her tight. Get teenage kicks right through the night. All right.
I really hope he stays in, because I'd love to hear his song choices.
He deserves to on that, doesn't he?
Yeah. Primal Scream one night, Oasis another night. That could be very interesting with his choice of music. Anyway, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, BBC One, Fame Academy is back on, and Colin Murray gets our vote. Oh, and the girl from Blue Peter also gets my vote as well.
Tara Palmer Tomkinson with a melty face. You not see her?
Oh, she's very sweaty.
Really?
Honestly, she looked like some kind of alien.
In a good way or a bad way?
Bad way.
Bad way.